Listen, what's the stupidest fight you've ever had with a sibling of yours? Maybe it was over the last sticky bun, and you called dibs, and that jerk of a brother of yours ate it anyways.
That's law.
I'm telling you, when you call dibs.
Dibs is law.
When you call dibs.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. From Clarissa, my sister and I were at my mom's house in our early 20s, wrestling on the kitchen floor for the bottom piece of the drumstick that has the chocolate in it. And I won.
Yes. That's legit. Those are legit tasty.
Yeah, those are.
Legit. We get those all the time. Mary, she ate the last Uncrustable and tried to replace it with regular peanut butter and bread like I wouldn't notice.
Oh, those Uncrustables hit different.
They do.
They are good.
They're different. I don't know what it is about them that's different. It's just different.
Amy from Eminence.
My brother and I are 10 years apart. I'm actually 10 years older than him. Mm-hmm. I was left to babysit him. There was one day that he absolutely would not listen to me. He said, "You're not my mother."
Ooh.
So we had recently added on to our house.
"You're not my mother" argument.
"You're not my mother." Yeah.
I'm sure that sat well.
And there was a particular closet that they put the doorknob on wrong. They put the lock on the outside of the door instead of the inside of the door. And I can remember dragging him into that closet. I didn't lock it, but dragging him into that closet when he made me so mad because he wouldn't listen to what I had told him to do. And we still joke about it to this day.
you're gonna learn.
Listen, you're gonna learn. You're gonna sit in this closet for a minute and think.
I am in charge.
That's right.
Sarah said we didn't speak for 2 days because she borrowed my black leggings and brought them back smelling like a bonfire.
Oh, yeah. Bonfire. Yeah. You got to launder.
Had secrets.
Yeah. Amy is funny on text. She said we used to fight over the piece of cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving that had the serial numbers imprinted on it from the can.
What?
She says they don't make the serial numbers on the can that imprint anymore, so it's sad at Thanksgiving, but we still remember the good times. So, like, the serial numbers, you know, on the metal cans, they used to imprint the serial numbers in there, and then the gelatin cranberry sauce would take that imprint, and it would mold it into the actual cranberry sauce, and so they used to fight over that.
I get it. Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Tanya said, my sister told my boyfriend in high school that I practiced flirting in the mirror.
Oh, gosh.
I will carry this wound into my retirement years. Cuts That's, deep.
That is funny.
Oh, that Dave is funny. Said we stopped talking for a week because my brother changed the fantasy football team name we built together. That name had history. That name had legacy.
Yeah.
I was mad.
Yeah, Tony the Welder, so many fights with the older brother over calling shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
In the car.
Absolutely.
And then right it being
seat.
And then it being stolen. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's kind of like dibs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there are rules. They're not written anywhere, but it's the unwritten rules of calling dibs and shotgun.
It's kind of an etiquette.
Yes.
It's like etiquette rules. Julia said my brother posted an unapproved candid of me on Instagram where I was mid-blink holding a corn dog with my mouth open. He refused to take it down. I didn't speak to him for a month.
That is legit something, Kelly. Like that
1,000%
that is a Kelly K photo.
100%.
Where
that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, we always get those photos of Kelly, and she's like,
I'm talking. I'm like mid-sentence.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Michelle said, my sister was mad that I used her lip gloss and announced my breakup at a family dinner. Oh, yeah. She's single again.
Oh.
Almost flipped a breadbasket.
Jessica.
Why are you telling my stuff?
My sibling always ate my leftovers, even when my name was on it. Dang it!
Oh, that's awful. That is a reason you write your name
on it. That's right. That's right. That's stupid.
You're laying claim.
Listen, I wanted... It's like dibs. So,
yes.
If there's one thing that we can take from this entire segment, it's that calling dibs and calling shotgun is literal law, okay?
Oh no, Samantha.
What happened to Samantha?
No, Samantha?
Do we have one more?
One more. When I was on that time of the month my brother told all of his friends, and when we went to the public pool, no one wanted to play chicken with me.
Oh, no.
No.
That's something that'll scar a person.
Oh, that is.
That's something that'll scar a person.
Embarrassing as a young girl.
Thanks, Samantha. All right, maybe if we have time, we'll do some more. But it's
we have a couple more rolling in.
All right, stupidest fight you've ever had with your sibling on 99.7 DJX. So, what's the weirdest or stupidest fight you've ever had with your sibling? It's 99.7 DJX. Like, we've been having some fun with this. I remember I was teasing one of my sisters, and my other sister thought I was teasing a little too much, and so took a cane and whacked me over the head and about knocked me out. So that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Natalie says, I was so mad that my little brother erased my game data from Pokemon Yellow on the Game Boy Color, but I told my mom that he needed to be grounded for a year because that's how long it took for me to get that much progress.
Yeah, listen, that like gaming stuff is serious. It's serious stuff.
It is. You take so serious. Long to get to certain levels.
So Jessica rolls in and says, one of my older brothers and my, we fought about what was the longest snake in the world. Got to the point where we didn't even speak. And finally, there was a Steve Irwin episode came on and proved her right. She said, let's just say I gloated and he was not happy with me for a while.
That's so great.
This is the longest snake. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yes, when you get the receipts, what satisfaction.
Oh my gosh,
right?
That is the best. That is the best.
AJ says, when we were kids, my sister wrote an essay about her favorite things and the worst things about living at home.
Oh, no.
She said the worst thing was picking hair off my back every morning, making it sound like I had a hairy back. We didn't own a lint roller, and I needed her to get my hair that was on my shirt after fixing my hair. I was mortified.
All right. These are fun. All right. Well, hey, thank you for those.
Wait, one more.
Oh, there's one more.
Jessica says, yes, like someone else said, I'm 10 years older than my brother and 11 years older than my sister. I was their babysitter. They never listened to me, but the one time I had to call my mom to come home was when they shut themselves in their shared toddler bedroom, covered themselves in butt cream and baby powder, and would throw used diapers from the diaper genie at me anytime I opened the door.
Wow.
They were 2 or 3 at the time.
Okay.
Oh, when you'd reach into the diaper genie.
Yeah, you know, that's
the used
I was going to say,
oh,
that means it's serious. Wow. That means it's serious.
Wow.